From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
The winter weather advisory has been allowed to expire. It is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 6:30, we will have an update of news headlines for you. Just about 6:36. You're going to look into what NPR is calling the political birth rate divide. Before we get to 7 o'clock, we'll meet a man who sings a lot in a national park in Massachusetts. Those stories and much more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Music with Destiny, who says here, if you are a hero if you went to work today. So in honor of you, Destiny will play the magnificent A Hero's Life by Richard Strauss. Destiny, you the hero is what I'm saying. She got all the way here from Prairie Village. So impressed. So impressed. Anyway, that is happening this evening on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, you will hear This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
The time is 6:20.
Farmers have reached a crisis point. We have farms that are going out of business. We have food prices at an all-time high.
How farmers are trying to navigate a shrinking workforce, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. One more recap of the weather. Actually, I'll probably do it at least twice more before we say goodbye for the evening. It's 21 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR, and it's 6:30.
Wall Street, the Dow down 0.9%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Well, wintry weather invaded much of eastern Kansas today. The winter weather advisories for most of the KPR listening area have been allowed to expire, but in the wake of this storm, many of us got several inches of snow. Matt Flanagan is with the National Weather Service in Topeka.
Most places have seen some snow. I think totals across the area will really range from half an inch to an inch up to that 4-inch threshold, with a couple of amounts higher than that, maybe closer to 4.5 or so.
The first day of meteorological winter began today. Astronomical winter, which is based on the Earth's position relative to the sun, begins on December 21st. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has sent school districts another round of threatening letters. The letters sent last month say Wichita, Lawrence, and Cherryvale public schools could face lawsuits and lose federal funding because of their policies for LGBTQ students. In a recent interview, Kobach said he can challenge policies about honoring a transgender student's pronouns or locker room use, even if no one has filed a complaint.
If the policy is written down and the policy is being enforced, that's enough for the federal government to say, well, there's a Title IX violation here.
Earlier this year, Kobach supported a federal investigation into four other Kansas school districts for similar reasons. Kansas hospitals ranked 29th in the nation for patient safety, according to the Leapfrog Group. That's an independent nonprofit organization. The group scored 30 hospitals in Kansas on the ability to avoid injuries, infections, accidents, and medical errors. Alex Campione is program manager of Leapfrog's Hospital Safety Grade program. She says 23% of Kansas hospitals scored A's. It's pretty good, but there's room for improvement.
Of course, we'd like to see that percentage higher. We have other states achieving as much as 60% of their hospitals having A's.
You can view those hospital rankings at hospitalsafetygrade.org. There's a link at our website. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org. Click on News Headlines for Monday. We are expecting a low around 14 degrees tonight. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, right here on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. They're all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are always streaming 24 hours a day, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. You can see video from some of our live performance studio performances. You can even become a member. Click where it says support. Check out kansaspublicradio.org when you have a moment.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th, 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy overnight. Going to get cold, lows around 15 degrees tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. Still use a lot of caution for your morning commute. I know crews are going to work super hard overnight, but it's probably still going to be kind of messy. Support for All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Muma's book, Student-Centered Innovation Driven, Spanning the Transformation from Audacious Vision to Current Reality. More information available at wichita.edu/book. It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZQuil.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up at 7:01, followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. That's all followed by Jazz in the Night. Stick around.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is a holiday gift to the community with music by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, happening Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love a party, this is for you. Tickets on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster. Big Band Christmas made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The White House says Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth did not order a deadly strike on shipwrecked survivors, but as NPR's Aquil Lawrence reports, sources dispute that.
One of the strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats in September left survivors. They were killed by a second U.S. attack. Military experts say that would be a war crime, or with no declared war, simply murder. NPR and others reported that the second strike was authorized by Hegseth. President Trump said he knew nothing about it, and the White House says Navy Admiral Frank Bradley carried out the order, including the second strike that killed all survivors. But a U.S. official who is not authorized to speak publicly told NPR that Hegseth was the target engagement authority and gave an either verbal or written command to the admiral, ordering two strikes to kill and two additional strikes to sink the boat. Hegseth is expected to appear soon in Congress to defend the controversial strikes. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey is cautioning the public to avoid speculation and wait for official updates after two West Virginia Guard members were shot last week. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Chris Schultz reports.
Morrisey said Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf is responsive but remains in serious condition after he and Specialist Sarah Beckstrom were shot in Washington, D.C. last Wednesday. Beckstrom later died from her injuries. Morrisey reiterated that since November 17th, all West Virginia Guard members serving in Washington are doing so on a volunteer basis.
It is the state of West Virginia's intent, my intent, General Seward's intent, to do everything we can to help those guardsmen adjust to this and to help the families of those who were impacted.
Following the shooting, President Trump ordered 500 additional National Guard members to the nation's capital, despite a federal judge's orders to end the deployment of National Guard troops. For NPR News, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Thousands of truck driving schools could be forced to close after a review by federal regulators. NPR's Joel Rose reports the Federal Department of Transportation found many schools may not be complying with government requirements.
The Transportation Department says it plans to revoke the accreditation of nearly 3,000 trucking schools unless they can prove they're up to federal standards. The DOT is warning another 4,000 schools that they could face similar action. The crackdown on trucking schools is part of the Trump administration's broader effort to ensure that drivers are qualified and eligible to hold a commercial driver's license. The DOT has also proposed significant new restrictions on which immigrants can get a CDL, but a court put those rules on hold. Truckers say there are safety problems in the industry, but immigrant advocates argue the administration is targeting qualified drivers because of their citizenship status. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks dropped today. You are listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate December 1st. Things are heating up for a planet that orbits the brightest star of Aries. The star is expanding to become a giant, so it's pumping more energy into space. That will make temperatures extremely uncomfortable on the planet. Hamel is at the end of its life. It's converted the hydrogen in its core to helium. Now it's getting ready to fuse the helium to make other elements. That's made the core hotter, and that's caused the star's outer layers to puff up to more than a dozen times the diameter of the sun. So Hamel is about 75 times brighter than the sun. Hamel has one known possible planet. It's heavier than Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. On average, the planet is about as far from Hamel as Earth is from the Sun, much closer in than Jupiter is. So every square foot of the planet's surface receives dozens of times more energy than the same area on Jupiter does. If the planet is a ball of gas like Jupiter, then the extra heat is causing its atmosphere to puff up and causing a lot of it to stream away into space. Over the next few million years, the planet will get even hotter because Hamel will get even bigger. The extra energy may erode the planet's atmosphere completely. On the other hand, the planet may spiral into the star. Either way, things are going to get much hotter for Hamel's only known planet. Look for Hamel in the east at nightfall, well to the left of the moon. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Happy Monday, folks. The first Monday of December here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Leroy Anderson's Syncopated Clock with Maurice Abravanel conducting the Utah Symphony. One of my favorites that I like to play the first Monday of every month here on this awesome radio station that you are listening to. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. December officially kicks off Christmas, so yes, I do have a holiday-themed tune for you at the end of the hour. Indeed, I do. And speaking of Christmas, Big Band Christmas is coming up on December 13th. Saturday night at Liberty Hall, you've got to get your tickets before we sell out. And remember, it's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka, and it's a fun time. Hopefully, I will see all of you there. The Hero in Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss. Wonder how much of a fun time he had. Well, here is his story, A Hero's Life. I have got a great recording of the New World Symphony for you, conducted by Stéphane Deneuve. It's about 45 minutes long, and if you've got time to Google the story, I wish I could tell you all about it, but gosh, I'm going to have to let the music speak for itself right now on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stefan Denev and the New World Symphony playing A Hero's Life, Ein Heldenleben, by Richard Strauss. Pretty powerful. Wow. Lots of quotes in there from previous music by Strauss. It's quite the story. Indeed it is. I wish I had a whole hour of story time to tell you all about the music. But alas, I do not. What I do need to do, though, is thank some of our sponsors for helping keep us on the radio. They keep the music coming at you. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Info at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Alrighty, let's see if you can guess what this one is for the Christmas spirit right now on KPR. Beautiful. A little shorter than I thought, so I've got just a tad bit more time in this hour, and well, why not go out with a bang? This is an interesting one. It's very calm, actually. The Dale Warland Singers. Charles Ives. Wouldn't you know? Right now on KPR. A Christmas Carol from 1894 by none other than Charles Ives. How beautiful, here on KPR, the Dale Warland Singers. All right, now we truly are at the end of the hour. Thank you for being here with me. I am Destiny. Classics Live is coming up next, and I'm back tomorrow night with more music. I'm planning the playlist for this coming Saturday, 1 to 4, Classics by Request. If you've got something special you would like to hear, go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and fill out the form there. Let me know what you'd like to hear. You can be anonymous if you would like. Don't worry about spelling things right. And if you don't know what it is that you want to hear, but you have an idea of what it might be, let me know. Maybe I'll figure it out for you. See you soon on KPR.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to
be... Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. And this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you here in the audience of the Polsky Theater in the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. Here are two fine musicians from Kansas City, violinist Tomoko Iguchi and pianist Karen Savage. Let's hear them bring Maurice Ravel's Sonata for Violin and Piano to life. Written in the mid-1920s, Ravel was inspired here by American jazz and blues. Thank you. Tomoko Oguchi and Karen Savage playing Ravel's violin and piano sonata. Next, Bartok, Béla Bartok's Romanian folk dances.
Thank you.
by Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, the rustic and gypsy-flavored Romanian folk dances, played just now by Tomoko Iguchi and Karen Savage, violin and piano. Now Tomoko is picking up her viola for Johannes Brahms, Opus 120, the second sonata for viola and piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
Johannes Brahms originally had the clarinet in mind when he came out of his recent retirement to write two clarinet sonatas. But as we just heard, it works beautifully with the somewhat the same register on the viola, usually known as a violinist. That was string player Tomoko Iguchi with music partner Karen Savage at the piano. Born in Tokyo, Tomoko Iguchi started the violin at 7 and came to the United States to play in the New World Symphony in Miami Beach. After touring the world with them, she joined the Kansas City Symphony in 1995. Another area group for her is the New Ear Contemporary Music Ensemble. Karen Savage is a Juilliard-educated pianist who's on the faculty of UMKC's Conservatory of Music. She and her husband, Jeff Savage, also perform and record as a piano duo. Thanks to these two accomplished performers for sharing their playing together at this Doreen Marande Professional Recital Series here at Johnson County Community College. And thanks to Chuck Smith, one of KPR's sound engineers, for recording the concert for Classics Live. I'm your Classics Live producer, Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording we made of the Opus 76 string quartet, playing the first movement of Beethoven's 10th quartet, nicknamed the Harp. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Check out our Classics Live website at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. And from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We're KPR from KU, that's KANU and KANUHD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANHHD1, Emporia, KANV and KANVHD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Afghan man accused of shooting two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. last week appeared to suffer a personal crisis before the attack. That's according to a refugee resettlement volunteer who worked closely with Ramanullah Lakhanwal over a period of years. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
The volunteer who worked with Lakhanwal in Bellingham, Washington, spoke with NPR on condition of anonymity because they said they feared for their safety. When they first worked with Lakhanwal in 2022, he appeared hopeful and outgoing. But by 2023, his condition appeared to worsen as he struggled to find steady work. My biggest concern was that he would harm himself, the volunteer said. I worried he would be suicidal. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said Sunday Lakhanwal appeared to be radicalized after coming to the U.S. from Afghanistan. But the volunteer who worked with Lakhanwal and his family said there was no sign of that. They described an individual who seemed to be experiencing a deepening personal crisis. Brian Mann, NPR News.
In Tennessee, a special election this week will determine who fills the state's empty congressional seat. As Mariana Bacchiao of member station WPLN reports, polling shows the race will be tight in a district that overwhelmingly supported President Trump last year.
Polling by Emerson College finds that only 2 points separate Democrat Afton Bain and Republican Matt Van Epps, with Van Epps in the lead. The numbers are a stark contrast to just last year, when incumbent Republican Mark Green won Tennessee's 7th congressional district by 22 points. Green's surprise retirement this summer left the seat open for newcomers in a district that has been a Republican stronghold for decades. Trump now has a 47% approval rating in the district, with 49% disapproving of his job as president, according to the poll. Whoever wins the election will have to run for re-election next year during the midterms. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacchiao in Nashville.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, appeared in court today for the first time since September. NPR's Sarah Ventry reports these suppression hearings will determine what evidence will be admissible at his New York State trial.
Mangione's lawyers are fighting for certain critical pieces of evidence to be excluded from his New York State trial, including a handgun and a notebook, in which prosecutors say Mangione wrote of his intent to, quote, whack a health insurance executive. Both things were found in Mangione's backpack at the time of his arrest, which the defense argues happened without a search warrant. The defense also wants to suppress some of Mangione's statements to police, which they say were given before he was told he had the right to remain silent. The hearings will continue throughout the week. Sarah Ventry, NPR News, New York.
The Northeast is gearing up for its first major snowstorm of the season. Some parts of New England are expecting up to 10 inches of snow tomorrow. U.S. stocks dropped today. This is NPR News. New York City officials say Starbucks will pay about $35 million to more than 15,000 New York City workers to settle claims that it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. The coffee giant also agrees to comply with the city's Fair Workweek law going forward. Pope Leo is in Lebanon on his first papal visit to the Middle East. Lebanon is grappling with a long-running economic and security crisis that has prompted young people in particular to leave the country. Jane Araf reports on his message to them.
Young people from across Lebanon greeted the Pope with songs and skits. They brought him poignant tokens symbolic of what the country has faced. Burnt wood from a home destroyed in war, soil and a passport symbolizing suicide and emigration. The Pope responded,
"Dear young people, perhaps you regret inheriting a world torn apart by wars and disfigured by social injustice. Yet there is hope, and there is hope within you."
He said, along with hope, they have the gift of time to shape the future. For NPR News, I'm Jane Araf in Beirut.
Rage bait is the Oxford University Press's word of the year. The phrase refers to online content that's deliberately designed to elicit anger in order to drive traffic to a particular social media account. Rage bait topped a shortlist including aura farming and biohack. The word of the year is selected by analyzing new and emerging words of cultural significance. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Tip when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Nat King Cole Trio opening tonight's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio with the tune Jumpin' at Capitol, then the Bobby Troup song get your kicks on Route 66. I'm Bob McWilliams. You know, Nat King Cole became a massive pop singing star. But before that, he was a stellar jazz piano player, as you could hear both on that Jumpin' in Capitol and then on Route 66. He put together this terrific trio, which was together for a number of years. Oscar Moore playing guitar, an early follower of what Charlie Christian was doing, Johnny Miller on bass, and they made a series of great records for Capitol Records from a collection, Jumpin' at Capitol, Nat King Cole's trio on KPR, with tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin up next, and a bit trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, and one fitting for today's weather from Wycliffe, and more. Johnny Griffin and the album The Cat and Tilly's Records, 1991, and the title track to that one, Johnny Griffin, leading a sextet here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you.